You look at this budget, and it's not at all resembling the Oregon way. I mean, not all of your listeners will remember him, but, you know, Mark Hatfield, our senior Republican, chairman of the Appropriations Committee, always had a sense of fairness. Can you imagine what Mark Hatfield would say about the Pentagon budget going up $54 billion and you cut the elderly program Meals on Wheels? That's not the Oregon way. The Oregon way is about Democrats and Republicans and people of all philosophies making judgments in line with our sense of fairness and our sense of independence. This is not a budget, you know, that reflects it. I will tell you, I think it's both heartless and brainless, because when you talk about cutting programs that keep older people in the community, that helps to avoid much more challenging arrangements like nursing home care, which is vastly more expensive.
Of course, for those of us in public radio, seeing that the president wants to eliminate the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, this would have a huge impact on local public radio stations. Do you think we should take this particular threat seriously? How real is it?
Well, first of all, I want listeners to know I'm going to use my seat on the Senate Budget Committee. I'm one of the most senior members on the committee. We're going to pull out all the stops to try to derail that cut in public broadcasting. And the first issue that comes to mind is whether the president, basically, when you look at, you know, the media, doesn't like being held accountable. That's my take on this. You know, when he doesn't feel that he gets wonderful coverage all the, you know, time, and wonder whether some of this is because he knows that public broadcasting really covers what the quaint idea the public cares about, and that involves holding him accountable.
We're speaking with Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden. According to the Oregon Center for Public Policy, nearly 1 million Oregonians could lose health coverage under the GOP health care proposal. What's your impression of the plan?
I'm the senior Democrat on the committee that leads the debate on this, the Senate Finance Committee, because we pay for Medicare and Medicaid. First thing I tell your listeners is this is Robin Hood in reverse. And it is really not so much a health care bill as it is a massive transfer of wealth from people of modest, you know, income to the most fortunate among us. The most vulnerable people are losing assistance that they need in order for the most fortunate to have even more.
You've been holding town halls all over the state. What are you hearing from people? What are you hearing from Oregonians? What are their concerns?
The most remarkable aspect of this year's town meetings, and I think I'll be at 21-22 by the end of this weekend, is of course people know about the extraordinary interest and participation of citizens, but in counties that Donald Trump won by more than 20 percentage points, counties like Coos and Curry County, and counties in the metro area surrounding Portland that Hillary Clinton won by 20 or more points, the concerns have largely been the same. The principal domestic concern has been the Affordable Care Act. The principal international concern, Russia, because people really see that issue going to the very legitimacy of our government, and I think we're going to have big crowds again this weekend.